Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. It's always great to have guests return to the show to give us an update on what they've been doing since we last spoke. In September of 2022, we spoke with James Beeney and Gina Giorgio. 16 months later, let's see what's going on. James, Gina, hello again.
Hi, it's great to see you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. When I saw on the social medias what you've been doing and you know how your shows have progressed, I thought, okay, I got to get back on because I want to know what's been going on. But before we get into all that, again, we got to reintroduce you to the listeners in case they haven't caught the first episode. So James, we're going to start with you. We're going to cut it down to 20-second bio of James.
Well, 20 seconds. So we tend to be honest, we don't tend to have an individual bio. We're kind of a double act. So maybe I should summarize the double act of James Beeney and Gina Giorgio. Well, I'll do 10 seconds and Gina can do 10. We are a writing and producing partnership from the UK. We started out working together in a band and sort of quickly found that our passion was musical theatre. And yeah, we've been working on that a lot over the last few years. We developed our first show, which the Dreamers, which we put on at Abbey Road Studios and as a sort of workshop production. And then the pandemic happened. And so we started writing our second show. And yeah, Gina, do you want to continue on the James Beeney and Gina Giorgio?
Yeah, sure. So then in the pandemic, we started writing our new musical, Lady M. We had, of course, many hours on our hands. So we used that time to develop our new show, which has been in development now for about 3 years. So we wrote it. Then we did two development workshops with a West End cast and creative team. And very excitingly, the show will be opening in Shanghai. There is a Chinese production of the production, feels quite tautological, of the show opening in May.
Before we start talking about that production, give us the synopsis of the show itself.
The Lady M is based on Macbeth. It's a modern adaptation of the story. We do tell the main tale of Macbeth, but we wanted to give it a new feel. So we use these sort of chilling flashbacks. I say chilling, some of them are quite positive actually, but flashbacks of Lady Macbeth's life that I guess give a bit of context as to why she becomes the person she does. So we've had to, you know, they're all completely original in terms of the story, but it's yeah, it's a bit of a modern take on Macbeth, but with a lot of the classic elements still there.
So how did you get to the production in China? Take us the steps of how you got there.
Sure. So we did the development and then we put this video online of some scenes from the show, and we've got some singles out there. So we've been sharing some of the material along the way, mainly because of the pandemic. Actually, we felt that it could be interesting to people to see the journey of that, especially at a time when they weren't able to see live theatre. So we felt that we wanted to share the journey with the public, and it's been really lovely inviting people on that journey with us. And some of the people who saw that were a Chinese production company who felt that it would appeal to their audiences, as apparently Chinese audiences love a tragic tale and they love Macbeth. So they were keen to stage it there. And yeah, we're very excited that they will be opening that in Shanghai in May.
Wow. They just saw it online and reached out?
Yeah, yes. I mean, this is the interesting thing with the pandemic. I think it was a terrible time. I think one of the positive things that came out of it, though, was that people seemed to connect more from all over the world, people that maybe wouldn't otherwise meet or talk. It seemed that we redefined our way of communicating with each other across the globe. And that was something that came out of that period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
sorry, go on.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I think in particular, it was the first song, Mother Scotland, that we released, which we actually recorded the whole thing remotely during the pandemic, which was an unbelievable stress. Just hard, very hard work, as I'm sure you'll remember, doing things in that way. And music obviously is particularly tricky because, you know, you're used to working in a studio with good microphones and it's not quite the same doing it on mobile phones. But fortunately, we had a bit of equipment at home, so the kind of core instruments, the piano and the guitar, we were able to do to a reasonable standard. But then we had the actors singing on the, you know, various types of microphone around and about the country. And but the funny thing was, we then, so we went through phases. So we recorded the song during the pandemic, or during one of the lockdowns. We recorded the video when the country had started to sort of come out of lockdown, but you were only allowed to go out, I think, for work. So that, or particular types of work. So that was still a little bit of a strange situation to be doing it in, but obviously it was good fun to be able to see people again and to do that. And then it was we decided then to wait another sort of 6 months or 9 months, I think, even after that, before releasing it, because we wanted to sort of tie it in with our first development workshop. And it was funny the way that, I say funny, it wasn't funny at all, actually, at the time, the way things went, though, it was just bad timing because the levels of COVID had gone down massively by this point. And then we got into our first workshop, and then out of nowhere, Omicron took over London, and we had to cancel our workshop 4 or 5 days in. So the timing didn't work particularly well for us, but the video and single came out for Mother Scotland, and it just got a really good response. George Blagden and Bradley Jaden are the sort of two lead vocalists on it. And it just, yeah, it seems to capture the public a bit. And it's gone on, actually. It still keeps getting loads of plays on Spotify, which is great. It's had nearly 500,000 plays now on there, which is lovely. And it just sort of keeps ticking over. And at the time, yeah, we had an approach from a sort of representative of Shanghai Culture Square, this production company in China. And yeah, the conversation began there. And so it's an incredibly exciting opportunity for the show, because it's a separate production to the UK production that we're developing here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in English, as a sung through musical. We actually just sort of felt it was the right thing to do for this first version, but it will be a different creative team over there, which is cool. So we felt it was important to allow it to sort of be its own thing. It's such a different audience over there that, you know, ultimately the producers and creators there, they know what their audience is like. And this is a way of musically it being, you know, kind of our creation, and structurally. And we've worked a lot with Rick Simpson, who I think we may have mentioned last time we spoke, or maybe not actually. I think Rick probably was on board then, but the Coldplay record producer who we've been working with on this. And so we're providing them with the music, and it will sound how we want it to, but then they're able to do their own thing, creatively, with things like costume design and set design and direction. So it's going to be, yeah, really, really exciting. We'll be over there in a couple of months' time to sort of witness the end of the process and to watch it.
How did they first contact you? Was it a message on the YouTube page? Did they send you an email? Because if it was an email and I got something say, "Hi, we're from China. We'd love to put on your show." Like, you hear about Nigerian princes and things like that. It just doesn't feel real. How did they get a hold of you?
It's funny you say that. It did go through a bit of a process, because the first email was from a producer in the UK, and who is a representative, a Chinese lady who represents Shanghai Culture Square here. And it was all quite vague at the beginning, and it was more about just sort of seeing a bit more material, and we didn't really know sort of what exactly the conversation was going to lead to. And we just sort of kept emailing back and forth over a few months. And then when we had a bit more material to share, we were able to do that. And then this particular lady suddenly said, there's actually a very big company in Shanghai who I think would be interested in this. I sort of mentioned it loosely to them, and at that point it developed into something more serious.
And that was when we saw the photograph of Shanghai Culture Square, which is absolutely incredible. We just couldn't believe it when we looked it up. It turns out that it's the largest sunken theater, I think, in the world, or perhaps in all of Asia, but I've got a feeling it might be in the whole world. And it is huge. It's this incredible piece of architecture. So they will be developing it. The show actually won't be on there. It will be on in a different theater, but they're the team behind it. Though I do believe that the show will be rehearsed there, so I'm sure we'll get to see some of it in that space, in their rehearsal space there. But yeah, it's an amazing opportunity, and we feel very, very grateful to have that opportunity.
Well, and that's going up in a couple of months, so that would be in May, I think.
May the 9th is the opening.
Awesome. So, and that'll be the first time you see it over there. You're not really involved with it at that point, or are you still working with them on it, or how's that working right now?
Yeah, we are working with them on it. It's a new, but from the UK, we wanted to sort of step back a bit and give them freedom and flexibility to do their own thing. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned, the sort of the structure and the music will be sort of as it's supposed to be, you know. So it will. I think we just felt, as I said, that there was a really exciting opportunity actually to kind of blend the creatives in that way, and it's so we will be involved from here, and obviously because it's in English, it's going to be largely a Chinese cast, so there will be a few Western actors in it, and we'll be sort of working quite closely with the music team out there to help with, I guess, the language and the meaning of the lyrics of points, because obviously English isn't their first language, and so we just got to make sure that everyone's on the same page all the time. But it's we'll be doing work from here, and you can do so much now on Zoom and whatever, and watching videos and just checking we're happy with things. But ultimately, it's Shanghai Culture Square, and they have a few associate producers as well. It's their, it is their production of it. And we wanted it to be that way, because it's not our, that the Chinese market is not our area, and it's just a nice way to get the ball rolling with the show, kind of give it its own thing, and then while we sort of continue development in the UK.
Well, yeah, let's talk about, sorry, go yeah. on. I was going to ask about the UK.
Sure, I was going to say, to add to what James was saying about the fact that they're doing their own version over there, it sort of feels very Shakespearean, actually, in its spirit, the idea that we've kind of adapted this piece of Shakespeare and it's already kind of being explored in different ways. And I think, yeah, that is in the spirit of Shakespeare, this idea of kind of doing things differently, exploring what can be done. And it's exciting for us to, we'll be able to see it in a way that hasn't been done by us, so it'll be exciting to see how they do it, and as I said, I think it kind of feels like it's part of the Shakespearean thing to redefine and evolve and see things done in different ways.
And you mentioned you've got also, you're putting on a UK production, or there's an attempt for that as well?
Yeah, so that's in the works at the moment. We can't say sort of too much about sort of where and when that might happen. But it's suffice to say, it's very much sort of in the works. It is a work in progress. That we're going to release a few more tracks here, and the whole thing is just coming together. I mean, as we discussed just before we sort of went into the interview, these things do take time, and there are a lot of moving pieces mm-hmm. in creating a production like this, and sort of making sure everyone's together at the same time. So we've continued the development as we were doing before. We obviously, Gina and I, by producing and writing, it enables us to put the time into the actual sort of creative, the script side of it that we need to. So being a sung through musical, there's a lot of a lot of time has to be put into it to make sure that it flows nicely. And we're in a place now where we're, obviously with China, the show is able to go on, and therefore, there will probably be a few adaptations and changes here in the UK, but that's all part of the process. But yeah, we're sort of in a position where we're going to be ready to go into rehearsals, but it's now just about finding, the exact path that we want to take, and those plans are in action, but yeah, I just can't say too much at the moment.
Totally get it. That happens all the time here. There's stuff you want to talk about, but you just can't. And I will just wait and announce it later when I find out about it online or wherever. But that's incredible that you've got these two separate productions, that the one for sure in China and the one that you're doing in the UK, and just exciting for you just to see the differences that it's going to be, like what one will bring and the other will bring in. you know, the China one, I think, is even more interesting in the fact that it's out of your hands, kind of, too. You'll go over there and you'll see what somebody else brings to it and their interpretation. And that's so exciting for you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly. I think there is this sort of chain of interpretation because we've interpreted the Shakespeare text. They'll interpret our text. And so there's this kind of, there are all these layers of of meaning that get added to that original story. And it will be very intriguing to see how it's adapted for their audience, what appeals to them. It'll be interesting to see if they do it in quite a traditional way or in quite a modern way. I mean, when we've spoken to them, some of the ideas that they've thrown out there have kind of been a mixture of the two. So the lighting designer, one of the first things she actually said to us was that she sees it sitting in quite a futuristic dimension. But then one of the other members of the creative team said that they want to fuse that with a more traditional element. So it'll be fascinating to see how they do it.
I think particularly as writers, actually, you know, the something we can sort of take our producer hats off, I guess, and look at it from a writing perspective. And that's, you know, that's just really exciting for us, as Gina said, to see, and as you said just now, all the different ideas that will come to the table. I mean, it's one of the wonderful things about theatre that you have so many different creatives involved in different sort of areas of a production. It's really cool to see how differently everyone thinks, and then also when it all comes together. So yeah, it's a really wonderful opportunity.
It's so exciting and scary as writers when you give away your child, because it is, it's your baby, to somebody else to grow and raise and see what they do with it. And you've got this an opportunity to see it twice this year, which is fantastic. I envy you. Let's be honest, I do. It's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's definitely been a shift in perspective because it's very weird how it goes from, it sort of feels like this overnight shift from it being our little baby that we have at home and, you know, no one will see it. And then suddenly overnight, and of course it's not overnight, you know, it's months of discussions and arrangements, but it feels sort of overnight. It feels like it goes from being this thing that nobody knows about to suddenly this thing that will be advertised around Shanghai and people will go and see it. And of course, the first time we see it properly in the theatre, in its sort of full, all the full, full version will be at the same time that other people see it for the first time. And so we'll kind of have this shared experience. And actually, my parents are coming out to Shanghai to watch it. James's mum and her partner are coming out to watch it. Their friends are coming. Some of our friends are coming. So we've got lots of people coming with us to share that experience. So I think it will be surreal, but very exciting.
And also they're going big with the production, which is going to be great. And it's going to be a cast of sort of 23, 24 people, I think, and in a big space as well. So it's going to be great seeing it on that scale as well. And we've seen some of the costume design, for example, that they've done for some of their other productions, and it's just insane. You know, just beautiful and so original. So I think it'll be a very sort of beautiful spectacle to look at as well, which is really exciting.
That is fantastic. Like I said, congratulations on everything, the productions, the releases. So how can people learn more about the show and hear the songs that you've already released?
I mean, social media is probably the best place. We've got a production company website, but there isn't a specific Lady M website at the moment. So I think the various social media pages, it's just Lady M Musical. That's on Instagram and TikTok, obviously, and all the others. Although our content varies from page to page, as you can imagine, for different audiences. But yeah, we put loads of stuff out on there. Although we've been a little bit quiet just in the last few weeks because we're sort of waiting to share all sorts of exciting things. And then in terms of music, we have made a Spotify playlist of the tracks. So Lady M Musical again is a good thing to search. You can search for our page, which is just James Beanie and Gina Giorgio. The tracks are on there, but I think if you search Lady M Musical, you'll find what you need to on Apple or Spotify. There are four tracks out at the moment, and there are others to come.
Awesome. So I know you're busy. You got the productions and everything, but do you have anything in the pipeline that you can talk about? Anything that you're working on?
Well, we so We do have another musical sort of very loosely in the works, but it's only really ideas at this point because these things are quite all consuming, especially when you choose to be completely mad and produce your own work. We do work with others, by the way, but we just, you know, we like to sort of spearhead a project. That's just kind of the way we do things. And so we are, you know, we're very, very committed to everything we're doing with Lady M at the moment. But the dream is, as a musical, will absolutely be back when the time is right. I mean, it's great to be in a position where we've sort of got a second musical kind of ready to go, really, because we founded our production company formally during the pandemic. So yeah, we'll be good to go with that when the time is right. And the third musical, which I can't really say anything about at this point because it's just completely new, and we've got lots of ideas on that, but that's just for, yeah, a bit further down the line. I mean, the two of us, we write all the time, so we're always writing and recording. And we had a rather little side project, the Frontline Singers, which was during the pandemic. It was a group of frontline workers. They were invited to go on Britain's Got Talent, which was great. So they had a nice time on there. But we've slightly put that on the back burner for now because, again, it's extremely time consuming looking after 30 frontline workers and trying to get them into one place at the same time, as you can imagine.
It's hard to turn off your brain, and you know, you got to concentrate on one, but those ideas, they're always coming, right? And
Exactly.
yeah, I totally understand.
It's funny you say that because sometimes we'll get musical ideas that sort of arrive, so to speak, and so we'll just whack them on our phones and put them in a kind of back catalogue, and then we dip into them. Funnily enough, the song that James was referring to earlier, Mother Scotland, the first song that we released from Lady M, which sort of was instrumental in us getting the China opportunity. We actually wrote that a few years ago, funnily enough, and it didn't have lyrics. We just had a tune, and that was when we were doing our first musical, The Dreamers. So we had this other tune that we couldn't really find a space for in The Dreamers. There was actually a song in that was quite similar, funnily enough. So we didn't want to have two that were too similar. So we just sort of put it on the back burner. And then when we started writing Lady M, we knew we wanted to open with this very kind of patriotic Scottish, earthy Celtic style song, and we remembered that we had this piece of music that had come up in the process of writing the other show. So whenever motifs or ideas come to us, we kind of just put them somewhere and then revisit them when the time is right.
And also because we're with the sort of musically, because of the way we've developed this, we sort of orchestrated all to a certain, well, just to explain, we use the studio a lot. That's our kind of musical platform, if you want to call it that. I guess everyone has their way of doing it. You know, some people like to just sit with a piece of paper and orchestrate that way. The writing process is all just guitar, piano, and us singing all the different vocal parts and harmonies and that kind of thing. Then once we sort of get past that and we start getting into the orchestration, we then, similar thing for string parts and percussion, it's all kind of just done at home, really. But we, having gone through this sort of workshop development process, we get into the studio, and that's where we really start to sort of pull together the actual sound of it. And that's obviously when Rick Simpson comes in. So we recently recorded the whole show as a kind of demo, if you want to call it that. And we, you know, recorded strings for it and lots of percussion and all sorts of different things to kind of create the sound, what we want the sound to be in China. And so we've been working very closely with Rick on that over the last, well, how, I don't know, maybe a year now. It's probably been about a year, but it's really kind of gone into overdrive in the last 3 or 4 months. And for that reason, it kind of feels like we're still very much, I guess, immersed in the creative process of Lady M, actually, because even though, you know, the show is going to be on in a few months, there's still a lot of work to be done to kind of get it to a place where it's actually ready to be staged and ready to be heard. So I think even though we're constantly recording little bits of new music, our brains, we have to sort of say to them, no, we need to, let's get Lady M on first. That's the main thing. And yeah, so it's exciting because then Rick will sort of send us a chunk that he's been working on, and we can then kind of bounce back and forth about ideas and things. And it's really cool. It's a really fun process.
That's awesome. Again, congratulations to the two of you. I look forward to hearing the announcement of any UK productions, the Chinese one, and anything beyond that, any productions, as well as anything you do in the future. I love what you guys do. Congratulations. And I look forward to talking to you again, hopefully not in 16 months, but maybe sooner.
Yeah,
Thank
well,
you. Thank
thank you
you
for
so
having
much
us
for
back on the
having
show.
us. It was a It was really fun, as always, to chat through everything. And yeah, thanks again.
Awesome. All right. We were just speaking with James Meany and Gina Giorgio about Lady M, their musical that's going to China. That's going to get a UK production. So if you're in either of those places, check them out. You'll want to go see that show. It's always exciting to see a new show on its feet. Tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion that is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.